and one with the name, one of it belongs to the Cooper estate on 77, just after you cross the bridge, going up 77, yonder, the first big creek you come to. Mm-hmm. On that side, the Cooper pecan orchard, and on the other side is Luke's, E.B. Luke's. And we had an awful lawsuit in here and riding and widening that highway, making it a two-lane drive, you see. Uh-huh. Oh boy, they cut over heavy in Luke's. And boy, he went right in here with the lawyers and made them pay pretty heavy for the country.
I bet he did. They're valuable things.
Oh, sir.
It takes a long time to get one.
There's one thing that showed up there in the trial. If they would bear every year, right in succession, every year, you know how to estimate it. But a lot of times they miss, don't make anything. Maybe the next year they don't produce, don't bear but just about a half a crop. And then maybe the next year you got a bumper crop. So it was hard to estimate, but they set it off. Got it counted the trees, you know, and finally estimated. Tried before a jury.
A jury?
Yes, 12 men.
My goodness.
Men and women.
Farmers or?
Mixed. It's invariably mixed.
Mm-hmm. I'm just thinking he could stack the jury there. Right?
Yeah. This judge here is kind of. Yeah, that jury business is handled more particular than it's been in the past. Because there's been some of the rottenest decisions here. You didn't knew they had that jury stacked. Mm. Yeah.
What were your beaches? What did you call the center of the beach?
Well, I'll tell you what, we have a Halberta peach here that don't have much, don't have any seed in it.
Mm.
Albertas. When they get ripe, you can just take your finger the other way and split them half open. And then we have a big, it's a yellow peach when it gets ripe, but it's called a clingstone because it's got a great big seed in it.
Mm-hmm.
And you don't get hit off, I don't care how ripe it is, you don't get all the meat off that seed unless you use a knife.
Mm-hmm.
And they're mighty good for preserves. And they don't hit as often, don't produce as often as the Alberti, but boy, their trees last long.
Mm-hmm.
That Alberti peach is one that don't last long.
Huh.
And them that has a big seed in it, they're called clingstone, because
mm-hmm.
the meat clings to that seed.
Do you have any special name for any kind of a peach where the meat doesn't cling to the seed?
No, I can't think of it if it is now. There's a lot of fellows here better posted than
Freestone or
the Yeah, there was a Freestone peach. And I have one just, well, I planted it. It's over in my neighbor's backyard. It came up volunteers. It's a great big tree and the trunk of it's that big around. And it's only about 12, 14 years old, but I notice it's got some dead limbs on it. It's fixing to leave here. Mm-hmm. And the Albertas that I got at the same time, they're just gone. I just got one tree left and it's gonna have to go. It won't never bear anymore. This will be, and the worms, it's in the two trees this year, the peaches that they had wasn't no counter, but the worms.
Mm-hmm.
Worms.
When a peach gets a wrinkled skin on the tree when it's green, and then get smaller and falls off.
What do you call it?
Yeah.
What color?
I don't know.
Well, I just have to see a kind of agent about that. He can tell you.
Well, what would you say the peach is done?
I just don't know. It just swells, just like you say, he'll swivel up.
Uh-huh.
And he'll be as green as grass when he falls off, but he's no good. You can tell him the look of him, and he's going to drop off.
Mm-hmm.
And what that insect is that does that, I don't know. Sure don't.
Do you have any cherry trees around here?
Not that I know of. They're here.